and happy we'll be. Amen. You know, we'll never see anybody up there trying to act like they're happy. They'll be happy. Amen. Amen. No solemn, you know, frowns and no pouting of any kind. Amen. That'll be wonderful. Praise the Lord. And, I mean, you think about that. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, are maybe trying to put on that they're happy. But we're going to be in a place everybody will be happy.
Amen.
You talk about full of happiness and joy. Genuine. Amen. There will be in the most perfect place ever. With the most perfect one ever. Amen. In the most perfect state ever. Praise the Lord. No wonder we're going to be happy. Amen. No sin, no death, no sorrow, no pain. Amen. Nothing to make us unhappy. We'll be with Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody may have a testimony tonight. Obey the Lord. Anybody got a testimony on your heart? Amen. Amen. You can't get no better than that. Amen. We can all say that. Thank God for being saved. Praise the Lord. Well, I say all of us that are saved can say that. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you're not, you can say that if you get saved. Thank God for that. Don't you? Amen. What a blessing. That is becoming one of my most favorite songs, real fast. Amen. I love that song. And love the Lord. I'm glad He loved me. Glad He loves you. If you've got your Bible, turn with me again back to John, chapter number 15. John 15. And we're going to be looking again through these verses through a couple of chapters in John just for a few minutes. If you'll bear with me, I won't be long. I want to try to give you something else in continuation with this morning. John 15, look at the verse again. Verse 13, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so I want to continue looking at those things that there's no greater. And as I was looking through these passages, all of this, the Lord is speaking to His disciples and to some of them that would follow Him, them that were nearby. And so it's a continuation. The words that He's speaking in John 14, he goes right on into John 15. And so it's a continuation of those things that He was saying and teaching to His disciples. And, it's just so good and it's so rich through here. There's so many divine statements that are made, supreme divine promises that are made, doctrines, whole doctrines that we find just in these words, this that Jesus is speaking to Him. I mean, He's speaking of those things that are spiritual. They are eternal. These are the things that His salvation is providing and will manifest themselves. And they're sure. They're sure. You know, a lot of times people can just, you know, ramble on about a lot of nothing. Preachers, they can do that a lot of times. They can ramble on about a lot of nothing. But our Lord never did say anything without the Father gave it to him. And he wanted us to know these things. And when I think about that, I think about, you talk about helping me and helping you to know that in him there is no greater anywhere else. Amen? I mean, if you're looking for something greater than what Christ has to offer, you're not going to find it. I promise you, no matter where you look and what you're looking for, you're not going to find it, because there is none greater than him. And what he provides, there's none greater. Amen. Now let's just go back and for, you know, like I said, there's so much good in this that there's no way we can get it all. So I just want to look at a few things. Go back to chapter number 14, verse 1. And the first thing I want to say, there's no greater hope. There's no greater hope. Look in chapter 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. Listen to what Jesus is saying to them. Let not your heart be troubled. And their heart was troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, here it is, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. This is the promise of the rapture of the church. The Lord's talking about believers. He's talking about going to the Father's house. He's talking about preparing a place for them. And he's talking about coming again for them. Amen? Coming again for them specifically. He's not coming here, right here in this verse, to judge the world in righteousness. He's not coming in this verse with all of his mighty angels taking vengeance on them that know not God. No, the reason he's coming in this verse is come get them, take them to the place he's prepared for them. There's no greater hope than that, amen? I mean, to have that promise that, hey, don't let your heart be troubled. I'm coming back. I'm going to come back for you, and I'll come back for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I've got to go away. I've got to get this place ready. Amen? We're going to celebrate through eternity. I've got to play in my Father's house. In my Father's house. Amen? What a hope. What a hope. Look, there's no greater rest for the troubled heart. Verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You talk about people that are... There's more troubled hearts today than there ever have been. I've never seen so many troubles and troubled hearts. Well, I want to tell you something. This is the cure for the troubled heart. Amen. Salvation, faith in Christ, hope in his promise. There's no greater cure for the troubled heart. Amen. No greater rest. Let not your heart be troubled. I mean, to take all of the trouble away, that's rest. Amen. You talk about settling things down. Amen. Talk about being able to rest. You can rest. You can rest. Faith in Christ. Now, there's no greater hope. There's no greater home. He said in verse 2, he said, it's my Father's house. My Father's house. You're talking about going to God's house. And I'm not just talking about this house. I'm talking about a spiritual house in heaven. The Father's house. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Why? Because, I mean, listen, the heavens, he inhabiteth the heavens. Amen? And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen? In my Father's dwelling place are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So, and there's no greater home. And look what he said. He said, it's a place for you. Verse 2. Verse 3, a place for you. Twice he said it. Amen? There ain't no greater home. And Jesus said, it's a place for you. I've got a place for you. Amen? Are you saved tonight? Jesus said, I've got a place for you. Amen. Prepared for you. I've got a place for you. Amen. Boy, wouldn't it be good to go to work tomorrow with a big smile on your face and everybody ask you, what in the world are you smiling about? Say, he's got a place for me. Amen. He's got a place for me. Amen. You can say, you may not have much in this world, but he's got a place for you. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you what, it don't need shingles. Amen. It don't have wind damage. Amen. It don't need painting. Amen. The deck ain't rotting. The septic tank ain't backed up. Are you listening to me? You talk about a place, a glorified place in the Father's house. Many mansions, a place for you. A place just for you. Amen. You can say, my place. He's got a place for me. Well, it's my place. Amen. That's my place. Amen. I'm not going to be, we're not, Brother Ronnie, I love you, but we're not going to be bunkmates up there. Amen. Amen. He's got a place for me. He's got a place for you in the Father's house. Many mansions. And you know where that is? He said, where I am. Where I am. There ain't no greater home than the home where he is. Amen? Listen, do you love coming home and your husband's there? Or you love coming home, your wife's there? Amen? You come home or you go back to grandpa, grandma's house. Home. Home is where that person is. Amen? That's what makes it home. I mean, I can remember my papa on. I mean, it's just a little old house, today you see the old chimney from outside. It's leaning away from the house, you know. And I mean, I don't know how old that. When I was a kid, the floors creaked, amen. And I mean, listen, they had the old fireplace going. Didn't have no such a thing as an air conditioning. Barely did have a plug for a vacuum cleaner or anything electric. Are you hearing me? But we loved coming there. Why? Papa was there. Amen. We was coming back to Papa's house, out in the yard, all around the yard, up on the hill, going up the mountain to the hog lot. All that place, that was Papa's place. That was home. Amen. We were home. Home. That's what made it. It was the people that were there. And Jesus said, I've got a place for you. I've got a place for you. And you know where that place is? He said, that's where I am. It's where I am. You talk about a connection. You ain't never felt the connection with your Savior like you're going to feel it when we're in His presence. Constantly. Constantly. Now, listen, He abides in our heart, the Holy Spirit of God. I understand all those things. But like I told you a little while ago, those things a lot of times are disturbed. Amen. And we can be troubled in spirit. And a lot of times we don't always feel His presence, even though it's there. But we're going to a place where He is. Amen. At any time you can look across the corridor of heaven. Amen. From the place He prepared for you, and you see Him. There He is. Yeah, He said this is where I am. There He is. Amen. There He is. A glorified place. There's no greater home. The light. Amen. There's no need for the sun. The Son of God is the light of that city. Amen. There's no greater home, no greater hope, no greater comfort. Verse number 16. Look at what He said. I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Paraclete, comforter. Listen, He doesn't only, I'm talking about there's no greater comfort than that we actually get the comforter. He's the one that manifests comfort. And we get Him. The comforter. The one who is comfort. Listen, just His presence is comfort. Comfort. That's His name. His name is comfort. Are you listening to me? Now listen. I could walk up to somebody and they could eventually get to know a few things about me, and they'd say, well, they'd eventually find out I'm the preacher. But listen, when He comes, Jesus said, I'll give you another comforter. One just like me. One who is comfort. I mean, when He walks up, there's automatic comfort. Why? That's just who He is. It's just who He is. He's comfort. The manifestation of what true comfort is. Amen? He is Christ in spirit. He is the Spirit of Christ. Amen. They were getting comfortless. They were getting troubled because their Lord and Master was leaving their side. And He said, don't worry about that. I'll send another comforter, one just like me. He's going to be your comfort. Amen. I mean, you're not lacking anything with Him. It's the same as Christ being, it's as if He never went away. Amen? Same one, same Spirit. The Trinity, the Comforter that Jesus promised. There is no greater comfort. The bringer of comfort. Verse 18, He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you without comfort. Amen? Have you ever been left without comfort? You just couldn't get comfort. No comforting at all. But Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you that way where you can't find comfort. You can find comfort. Listen, a child of God should be able to always find comfort. And if we can't find comfort, it's we're looking for comfort in all the wrong places. Amen. There's one place we can look and find comfort. Where is that? It's where the Comforter is. Amen. Look within. Look where He's dwelling in us. Amen. Let Him speak to us. Amen. Let Him speak peace to us. The way Jesus spoke peace to the troubled water. The way Jesus spoke peace to the demoniac. Amen. The way Jesus spoke peace to so many. The way Jesus spoke peace to the dead man Lazarus and raised him up. Amen.
That voice that brings comfort and peace like no other. Amen. No man spake like this man. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. Verse 18, I will come to you. I will come to you. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. I will come to you. My goodness. No greater comfort. No greater hope. No greater home. No greater comfort. No greater peace. Verse number 27. Chapter 14. Now we're still in chapter 14. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Listen, the world tries to bandage peace. They try to give peace in ways that peace does not survive. And peace cannot abide. It's false peace. There is no peace in this world. He said, it's not like the world gives. You know, they say it's peace, but it's something that just kind of mulls things over for just a little bit and then it passes away. It's not lasting. Amen. It doesn't take care of the problem. You know what the peace that the Lord gives does? It heals. Completely. His peace heals completely. Amen. He said, the peace I'm giving you, he said, it's not like the peace the world gives that I give. And then he said again what he said at the beginning of the chapter, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace that takes all fear away. You see, what robs us of our peace is fear. We're afraid of something. We have the fear of something. Something is going to happen or something is not going to happen. And therefore, we don't have peace. We don't have rest. We don't have comfort. And you know what? Jesus, the peace that he gives, it heals. And his peace is, listen, it's so sure. Because, see, the peace that the world gives, they could make promises and it not come through. And then they're without peace again. It's disappointing. But his peace is as his promise. It's sure. And it's unfailing. And it heals. And it just is. Amen. Why? Because he can accomplish it. Everything that he says. Amen. I give you peace. And it's because, I mean, listen, when the Lord told the water, peace, be still. It's because he could make it be still. Amen. Yes, that's good. Amen. When he speaks peace to your troubled soul, it's because he can drive the trouble away. Amen. He can fix the issue, take care of the problem, wash the sin away, roll the burden away, roll the stone away. Boy, I like that song, Jesus, roll the stone away. Amen. Yeah, that speaks about a lot of things, but praise God, you talk about peace, amen? To know, to rest in his ability to bring peace. He is the Prince of Peace, the King of Peace, amen? Oh, my goodness. They say some people are, you know,
peacemakers. They're good, you know, peacemakers. Why are they still so much trouble in the world? He's the Prince of Peace. See, when he comes, even the world's going to rest. The desert will blossom. Amen. He says, praise God, I can finally not be cursed. Amen. I can produce something. Amen. You know what the old snake does? And the lion, I don't have to eat everything that comes my way thinking it's going to kill me. Amen. There's peace. Peace. No greater peace, no greater joy. Chapter 15 and verse 11. I'm about done. These things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you. My joy might remain in you. That your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. My joy might remain in you. The joy of the Lord. There's no greater joy. People are trying to find joy in the world and peace in the world. And rest, and men are paying big money trying to get something that'll bring happiness or joy into their life. And they're not finding it. Just like Solomon. He tried everything. He said, there's nothing. I didn't withhold anything from myself. No joy. No lasting joy. No lasting peace. There's no joy like the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And he said, I want my joy to be in you, that it might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I want my joy to be your joy. And I want your joy to be full. There is no greater joy. Joy. Do you want to be happy? I mean, truly happy? Joyful? Joyful. Joy is a little different than happiness. And it's hard for somebody as uneducated as me to really explain the difference. But I do know this. The joy Jesus is talking about here, his joy, is something that you don't get here on earth. It has to come from him. It's heavenly. It is heavenly because it's his. He said, it's my joy. The very joy of Christ. The joy of God's Son. The joy of God Himself. The joy of God. Think about that. There's no greater joy. No greater. I want that joy. Amen. That kind of joy, boy, it drives everything away. How could anything survive around the joy of God? How could anything? And there's no greater. No greater. Again, there are so many things in these verses. You believers, listen, you read. Go back at the beginning. Go back in even chapter 13. Maybe even in chapter 12. But definitely chapter 13. And look at them verses and walk through them slowly. And you'll start seeing some things. And it's all tied in. Like a rope. is none greater than what He has to give and what it does in us, that you and I could have it, that we could be partakers of something so great. Amen. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We can have all the joy and that he's talking about here, and the peace. All of it is because of that Christ laid down his life for us. Came to get us. Amen. Came to secure a way for us. Otherwise, we could never know anything about it. Would we? We never would. We'd never be able to know anything about Him. About the Father. About the Holy Spirit. About so great a salvation. It's why people are blind and in darkness. They cannot see the way. But here we have no greater love to open our eyes that we could see. Praise God that we could be a part. You talk about rejoicing in the Lord every time we come to His house. We are to walk through the door with our hands raised. Bless His name. Amen. I want you to stand this evening.